Welcome, everyone, to Edge Talk Radio. My name is Angela Zabel. That's me. Today, we're going to be talking about opening to divine intervention, unlocking your intuition with author Caroline Fober. And I just want to say thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to get into this today. So, who am I? I am Angela Zabel. I have been connected to spirit, working with those in the non-physical my entire life. I have been sharing messages, and I have also been a teacher, coach, medium, radio show host, retreat writer, retreat host, writer, and radio show host, gallery reader. I also do speaking engagements, gallery readings. I offer guidance, mediumship, online and in person, and I also offer classes and the Amplified Universe online membership. This is a membership where you learn, it's a monthly membership. Who are we? What are we here to do? How do we navigate this world? And how do we connect to everything around us? And you can find out more about me at angelazabel.com and check out all the social media. I'm pretty much on all of them. And today, I'm going to get this right. We are here with Edge Magazine. Edge Magazine is the leading events and media resource dedicated to all aspects of holistic living, health and wellness, and the mysteries beyond. Sharing information, wisdom, and resources, committed and promoting to promoting businesses, organizations, and individuals who support our collective journey to wholeness and balance, is currently distributed in over 30 states plus Canada, with over 17,000 magazines per printing, and the vibrant online magazine with over 42,000 people reached per month. Have the magazine shipped to your door, stay up to date with the newsletter, become a drop spot. If you're a business and you want to have it in your business, become a drop spot. Check out Kelly Wagner. She is also the owner of Edge Magazine, and she also has a podcast about the Being Curious show. And what are you curious about? So make sure to check that one out too. And that is on edgemagazine.net. And today, we are here with Caroline, and she has incorporated her abilities to sense and read energy of others and receive divine messages into her life, and blends her highly intuitive gifts with over three decades throughout her professional career as a teacher, financial advisor, and intuitive business and life mastery coach to assist in her own life and to help clients reach their business, life, and health goals. Caroline considers herself a bit of a late bloomer to mediumship, as she had no desire to investigate into it until her own mother passed away in 2012. She then was filled with grief, depression, and desperation to connect with her mother. She was determined to get a reading. After the reading, her own abilities expanded, and she feels truly honored to provide divine messages of love, guidance, and resolution for others from their loved ones. This transformative journey led her to create her five-step acute system to help others expand and strengthen their own spiritual abilities. Caroline was divinely directed to write her book, Opening to Divine Intervention: Expand and Strengthen Your Intuitive Abilities and Spiritual Connection. And in addition to giving private divine energy readings, she now serves others by teaching those that are divinely called her intuitive mastery coaching programs. Saying yes to God has led her to all of the incredible spiritual journeys and continues to unfold and allow her to serve and witness the power of God's love through the sacred transformation of people's lives. She teaches how to connect. How to reconnect to your divine intervention. Am I reading that right? Yes. How to reconnect to your own divine intervention experiences and start turning intuition into your superpower for extraordinary business, life, and health results. Go to her website. It is, I'll have all the links below, but it's Caroline Fober.com. And also, she has private and group sessions, intuitive assessments, online self-study programs, readings. She does speaking. And check out her book, Opening to Divine Intervention book. And that you can find on Amazon. And she also has the Intuition Mastery Accelerator self-study program. So go ahead and check out all she has to offer, because there is a lot. So, Caroline, I'm so happy to have you here. Thank you so much for being here. And how in the world did you go from all of your background into writing this book about divine intervention?
Well, thank you, Angela. I'm so excited to be here with you and your listeners and viewers. And here's the book, Opening to Divine
Thanks.
Intervention, for everybody to see. And by the way, the book cover and the title was given to me divinely as well. So, how did this all happen? Well, 25 years ago, January 15th of 2000, I was in a group of people that a woman was going to give a divine reading, and to each one of us. So we were all in a circle, about 30 of us, and she stood in front of each person. And as she got to me, I was so excited. I mean, my pen was ready. And she put her hands out and said, "You are going to write a book, and it is going to be important for the world." Well, I actually got all that written down, but it kind of shocked me, as it did pretty much everyone else. And it was super quiet in the room. I don't remember a lot that happened after that, but that affected me, let me just say. And I had no desire to write a book, but I have been on my spiritual journey since I was born. I mean, my mother taught me how to pray. I think I was probably praying by the time I could talk. And so I felt the divine presence. And I was the kid, around age 8, that I was in a group of people at school in the playground. And a kid was talking about his weekend. And he said, "And then do you know what happened?" And I said, "This happened." And he goes, "How do you know that?" And I was looking around like, why didn't everybody? I thought everybody knew, would know this. So I went a little quiet, but I never gave up that intuitive connection, our God-given ability to connect divinely. But I can't say that I felt like I knew a lot about mediumship, like you said, until after my mom died, where it just kind of things started exploding. But yeah, it was 25 years ago, and it took me a while. It took me, well, 23 years to get that book written and published. But I did write it when I first started. I wrote it in 4 weeks. That's how the Holy Spirit works. I had, spent a few years getting things, my stories together, and let's say in chronological order. But when I sat down 4 weeks later, that manuscript was written.
Wow, that is impressive. That is the power of knowing it's the right time. And
Yeah.
that had to be kind of, I would say, a little shocking and kind of put you back a little bit when they said, "Oh yeah, you're going to be writing a book in here."
I mean, I did put it on the back burner, but it affected me so much. And I felt the presence of that. I felt the communication, even though I was perplexed. So in 2018, I was getting ready to go to Florida for the winter. And I thought, well, I don't know what the book is about. I'm getting older. What's going on here? But I thought, maybe I should write down all of my divine interventions. And I thought, gosh, I bet I have at least 20. And I started, I made the list, and 20 minutes later, I had 30. And then I'd wake up with, oh yeah, the memory of this one, this one, this one. Actually, it was, I think, the divine nudgings. When you wake up, it's like you're given these messages. And so by the time I went to Florida, I had 50 on a list in my carry-on. Then when I got in Florida and I was sitting there looking at the list of 50 divine interventions, it was as though I felt a strong swirl of energy around me, and my body, I say, lit up like a Christmas tree in a good way. It feels so good when you get these divine connections. Many times it's like the most beautiful electrical feeling in your body, and
Yes.
it's like the great tinglings. And it was like, oh, they were all connected. And I saw a vision of a gold cord connecting every single story. And I said out loud, I'm feeling the tingles right now. And I said, this, oh my God, this is the book. I knew it. And
Love
then
it.
I started adding. I have over 450, and I put about 83 in the book, 83 or 84.
So are you waiting for another book to put some more in?
Well, that's the fun part. I mean, that's the connection. This book is connected to so many people, and I mean, they're sharing their stories with me. And of course, I get messages every day. So we'll see. Let's just say we'll see.
We'll see if there's number two.
Yeah, we'll see when the connection comes. I said yes. I gave my life to Christ when I was 12. And so yes is important to me. So we'll see.
So when you started this book, and I know you have so many interventions and so many examples, what are some top examples of the divine intervention you've had?
Yes, and there's been so many. I will share maybe one where I didn't listen to it, which is, I think, this is where I can relate to so many people. We get these messages, and before we really connect with what it really is, we might, a lot of people say, oh, that was a fluke. Oh, that was a coincidence. And they poo-poo everything. And I learned the hard way. I was driving many years ago. I think I was in my early 20s, and it had snowed, and I was on the road to a meeting about an hour away, and I was approaching. I could see a car coming. I was on a highway going about 50, 55 miles per hour, and I was told auditorily, that car is going to hit you. Well, this is where I teach. It's like, don't ignore these messages, even if you don't understand where is this coming from. That can come later. But pay attention to the undeniable messages we all receive.
Yes.
And then I did what so many of us do, but I no longer do. And I went to my logical left brain. And I said, oh, I don't really think it's gonna hit me. I think I shouldn't slow down. I kind of said no
Great.
to that message, and I got hit.
How bad was your car?
Yeah, well, when people saw it after it, they thought it probably had killed me. But what happened was I. And this is where our divine team, our spiritual team, your angels, everyone, you're so many times you're being protected. And I guess it wasn't my time. So, and I found out years later that I'd asked a medium when I first, after my mom died, I asked her this question after the reading. I said, this happened to me. And then over the years, I felt a presence of my maternal grandfather or great grandfather. I just felt something like, I wonder if I was helped. And so I asked her, and she said, well, they're speaking Gaelic, which they're from Ireland. And so my hunch was, if they were speaking Gaelic, it was probably more in the great grandfather era, because I just felt a presence when that car hit me. I saw it go black. I saw black. Everything went dark black, and then I felt spinning, the car and myself spinning. And when I went back to look at where my car should have ended up, it probably should have ended up in a cornfield, pretty much on, in a cornfield somewhere. But I ended up about a half a mile or so from where he had hit me. And the car was just idling. There was no one else on the road. And I was on the left side of the road going in the opposite direction. And I was fine. I had my seatbelt on. So it's those kinds of experiences that you remember. And I know I from that day on, so in my early, 20s, mid 20s, I listened and I did my best to follow what either the messages I'd been receiving was kind of sharing with me, pointing me in the direction, and I always listen. And I encourage everyone to do that because these kinds of messages, as you will either already know or you will find out, they're showing their love for you, the protection, and any guidance that you may need. And it's so comforting.
And that's important because a lot of people, there's times you just don't listen. And I've been there myself. I totally understand. It's like,
Yep.
I'll be much more gooder now.
Yeah, and it's so normal to question. And this is the place that I tell people, I say, once you've had either one major one that gets your attention so big, like that accident, I was already listening, but I didn't listen to that one. Okay. I listen to them all now. And I encourage you to do that too. But there comes a point in time where so many people, you might share this with a few people. And I always say, be careful who you share these things with, because some people will just make fun of you, say it's goofy, it's nothing, you're making it up. I've had someone tell me, oh, you have quite the imagination. I go, okay, well, I guess they're showing up in my imagination, but these are real messages. I don't care how anyone defines it particularly, but I do encourage people. There's going to be a time in your life, hopefully, where there's the moment of no return, where the divine presence is communicating, helping, and guiding you. And that's, to me, one of the biggest messages that I have in my path, is to really get people's attention that you're being helped. So let's get there. Let's get going. And don't poo-poo this.
Yeah, it's not the best idea to
No.
poo-poo.
And most of the messages are so good. I mean, somebody told me one time, she goes, well, I don't want to hear anything bad. And because she'd had a friend, and the woman had done the reading and had seen that this person, a loved one of this other person, was either going to die very soon. And I said, hey, I understand that losing loved ones or having accidents happen, this is not, the happy stuff, but maybe it was really important for that person to have the information early. And we don't always know the reason why of the timing of some of these messages, but they do. And they're helping you. So even if it's, something that you don't want that message, it will be helpful to you in some way, I guarantee it.
And that's something really important for people to hear is there's
Yes.
timing to everything. We don't necessarily know the timing, but they do. Those in the non-physical, those on the other side, whatever you want to call it, they know the timing. They know what's best. They know the best time to have those messages out there. And even I just hear laughter from my team, even the times when they kind of shock you with saying you're going to be writing a book later.
Yeah. Oh, who, me? Yeah.
But what a way to let you know you're going to be doing something different and to be open to it and not look at it as, oh my gosh, that's going to be crazy. And instead just going, I'm supposed to be doing a book. I wonder when that'll come about. And keeping yourself open. So they always have a good sense of humor on the other side too.
And I love what you just said about being open, because if I were to have thought that I was going to write this book all by myself, do you see? It's like, and this is the other piece of it, is that your team, I say everybody's got a spiritual team, and they're helping you. So they're going, I mean, I could be sitting at the, writing chapter 12, and I'm going, how do I write this? Well, the next thing I know, I'm writing this, I read that chapter, and I go, how did I write this? So this is the other piece of it. It's so helpful to bring in your spiritual team. You're no longer do you're never really were. I think we're co-creators. We're co-creators with the great divine creator. So once we kind of let go to that beautiful co-creation partnership, then life gets really fun, interesting, and much easier than you can imagine.
Oh, and isn't that the truth?
Yes.
So much easier. And I'm just going to say, I don't know why they're showing me this. It must be somebody listening, somebody there, but they're showing me, think of the divine intervention, your team as the pit crew when there's a racing car and they have a pit crew and the car is running the race, but the pit crew and their team are always helping them, talking to them when they're in the car. And when they need refueling, they come in, takes care of everything and gets them back on the road again. They're just saying,
Love that.
for some of you to think of it as they're your pit crew that are there helping you always.
Yes. And, I mean, the things that they do, they find things for you. Like you're something is lost. This, I always say with my clients, I say, the carrot is so big, but you have to know, a lot of people don't even know how to use their intuition or how these spiritual gifts can be used. And I say, well, how about we figure out what you might want and then know they're going to help you, but you have to do the desire part. Now, they'll give you great ideas and gifts if you need them, but it's really, free will. And it's about, so when I ask my clients, what is it that you want? Well, I'd like my business to be much easier. I would like to double my income, but that seems too much. And I go, well, they'd be happy with 10%. And I go, you're going to put a little effort anyway. Let's go big. So I help people connect to what, as we're talking about, what your spiritual team wants to help you with. And it's all about your spiritual growth, but it's also about helping you with your life on earth now. So I just say it's all so beneficial, and it's nothing to be scared about, even if you still are on the path of getting to the understanding of it. It's like but I say back to the car example. I don't care how my car works. It works though. It takes me everywhere I need to go. And you can get in there and learn more about it. And we can, there's science is proving a lot of this as we go. But if you want your life to be easier, if you want to learn how your body can do some, divine healing itself, we're designed this way. There's so many benefits. So I don't care whether it's your health, maybe your business, you want to upgrade the business, you want to, maybe you've got some relationships that are going a little wonky, and you need some help just navigating relationships. Or maybe you want to find the one, maybe this is a romantic relationship that you're wanting. I really help people bring that divine partnership in to help you get it so much faster. And so, I always say, I don't know what everybody else is talking about, but this is the only game in town.
I love that. I love it. And it's the best game to have in your back pocket. It's the one you should be using. It's your go-to every day. And that's one of the things I love about you is you are it's like intuition is meant to be used every day. It's not meant to be like use it at 5 p.m. on Saturday when you have time for it. It's being open to it all the time. And so I'm just hearing my team is just saying, what do you say to people who say, well, if I'm open to that intuition all the time, won't I get tired and worn out?
Oh, that is the cutest question. In fact, I think that is, we think it's a tiny fear, but then notice how they all, these questions pop up. You think it's all like, how is this working? No, they're thinking, is this going to be really hard? Is this going to be ridiculous? Am I going to be inundated? I mean, one person said, I don't even know if I would want that. I can't imagine the burden that would be. I go, oh, okay, let's get this clear. There is no burden to it. It's effortless. And when you stop being, oh, how's this going to go? If you just say, I don't know how it's going to go, but I think it's going to be beneficial. And it's really requiring you to be open. It's really requiring you to surrender to say, I'm just going to be open to it and see how it might come, because it's not hard. I don't sit there and go, oh, this is really hard work. This is the most effortless thing I do. I just stay open and aware. And that's why I created my 5-step acute system, ACUTE. And again, that came divinely because I thought, can I teach this? And it was like, yes. And so I thought, well, then how do I teach it? And I started writing down some of the steps, and I wrote the 5 steps down, and then I had a divine intervention hit. It was like, oh, look at the first letter of each of those 5 steps, ACUTE, the acute system, which is the first step is accept. Okay.
Wow.
And we're so like, oh, well, you can do it. But I don't, you have to accept this is real. Science is even proving more and more things every day. If you need a little proof, I didn't need the proof. I was like, oh, I hear the message. That's good enough for me. That's the acid test, my own experience. And I encourage you to pay attention to your own experiences. So accept it. And then two, claim it. The little next step up from accepting, because you're claiming it for yourself. Oh, I can do this. It's like turning the light switch on for you and keeping it on, right? And then utilizing, U is for utilizing all the tips, the tools, and strategies that probably Angela and I both teach. We're going to help you get the shortcuts, the strategies that work so that you can, learn to leverage it. And that's what I've been doing for over 25 years, is helping people leverage it. And then the trust. T is for trust. Okay.
Good one.
It's, and what does that mean? Well, it
Yeah.
means listen and don't sit there and poo-poo and analyze it and go into your left brain and think, I don't know, that probably really wasn't what I heard. No, trust what you hear. And certainly after my car accident, oh, I never questioned it again. I never backpedaled and went into my left brain again. So your left brain is important, but this is the highest wisdom you're going to receive, I guarantee you. So, and then E is in acute is to really enjoy it and to realize how effortless it is. And so accept, claim, utilize the tools, strategies, and tips, and then trust and then enjoy, and you're covered. It's that simple.
I love that. I love the acute paraphrase with it because, it's so we get so wrapped up in everything, and
Yeah.
to break it down into simple terms, because otherwise you talk about, oh, use your intuition, and people like intuition. This is a huge thing with all these different, facets of it. How do you put that together? And to just break it down, because it's starting with your own beliefs, accepting it first. That's huge, because thank goodness we are going into a time where science and our community, and I'll just say our community, it's they call it metaphysical, they call it divinity, whatever you want to call it. They are that non-physical portion is meshing together with science. They're doing experiments on it. They're getting all the data for it now. And what a great time to have that. Oh, I don't know if I can trust it. Well, here's some numbers. Here's some figures. Here's something that's been studied. Go look at it. And it's time to put that all together. But to make it simple, because honestly, as humans, a lot of times we have made things so complicated.
Yes. Yeah. And after you learn the steps, and after you, and I really think it's something that I've learned. When I had my reading, and she's after my reading, this person said, well, you're just like me. And I said, I don't know if I'm just like you. So it took me a little while. And that's why I relate to people that may be sitting here listening or watching and going, I don't know how. I don't know if I can't. I don't feel like I'm connecting. I might have a few things, but then what? So this is where Angela and I, we are people that we're following our own legacy. This is what we were put on earth to do. These are our gifts to help you and to teach you the shortcuts, to teach you, oh yes, and help you build. But I will also tell you, it's like anything else. The first time any of us get on the bicycle, right? We're so excited to ride the bicycle, but it's a little wobbly at first. We're unsure. We think, am I gonna get this right? Am I gonna fall off? Well, you might get it wrong, but I remember that my desire for helping people became so big. It became so much more interesting, and it started trumping any fear I had that I would be wrong. And I remember that there's a chapter in my book, I think it's chapter 25, and it was my chapter where I felt like the test was happening. I felt like, how can I help people but then still be afraid, and holding back? And I think we even do that with some of our gifts. Maybe you're the best mechanic in town, but you hold back and you don't tell anybody what you do. Well, if they don't know that you're the best mechanic in town, how do they know? So we have to stop holding back. And we also, if we want to learn this, which everybody, you want it. You just want it. It's so beneficial that give yourself some time and energy. Take a class, get some readings, read some books, take the action steps. For heaven's sakes, to learn how to drive a car, our society makes you do 2 years, okay? And with the most, that helps you get, drive to your grocery store and get your groceries. But this gives you the power to do everything easier, better, and with your spiritual team. So I encourage you to consider taking some extra time, adding a class, adding something so you can build on how to do it. And if you do that, and give yourself the lifetime that you have left is going to be unbelievable if you allow yourself to embrace it, spend more time doing it, get some readings, do some over of your own readings, give yourself the chance to learn more about it and to feel more comfortable, and then you're whistling.
You know, that's great advice for people because, we're at this time. Everybody, whether you think you're intuitive or not, every single person out there has felt movement in the world. It's a movement that you can feel, that you can see. You're seeing chaos around. That's movement in the world. And for us to be in front of it, for people to use their intuition to help navigate everything that's coming up for yourself, that's coming up from the world, and to navigate that in ways that will help you make it smoother, make it easier, why wouldn't you want to? That's the question. Why wouldn't you want to?
That is the question. I remember writing somewhere in my book, I say, it's, why would you do this is not the question. Why wouldn't you is the better question. And as coaches, part of our work is to ask the better, higher question. So I encourage everyone to start asking, wow, how could this help me? How could this benefit me? And this is, and sometimes we need examples, and manifesting, that is part of the divine energy system that God created for us all. And are we using it? Well, we're using it, but we're kind of using it backwards. So we allow all the negativity in, right? And I tell people, think of that little 5-year-old kid. And c Christmas is coming up. And you know what they're going to get for Christmas? Oh, they're going to get that r little red bicycle they saw, in their, as they were walking around in the store one day with their mom and dad. They're going to get that bicycle. And they start talking about it. They tell everybody. Everybody knows in their world that they're going to get a red bicycle for Christmas. Now, okay, That's how manifesting works. Because if you have that perfect intention, and that's why I say, find out what you want. Do you want to double your income? Do you want five clients this week? Oh, well, let's just go do it. Now, and here's one of my favorite examples of manifesting. And this happened last year. I had written the book, you do the book launch, you do some readings and book launches and book signings. And one day I was walking through my house and a lot of these great, ideas come together. I'm just walking through the house. I'm doing some of these menial little things. And it was like, oh, I said, I think we need to have a major newspaper article or a major magazine article so more people can learn about, divine intervention, intuition, manifesting, our spiritual partnerships. And I said, yeah. That's what we need. And I was just so excited. I put my hands up and I was like, oh, this is what a great thing to manifest. And then I just got busy. I went back the rest of my day and life and working with a client over here, making lunch. But I didn't go, oh, the next day, I didn't go, I don't know. Who am I to ask for that? I don't know. No. I was like, we're getting an article. I don't care which one. I don't care where it's from. I don't care who's going to call me. It's going to happen. 10 days later,
Wow.
the senior editor from Women's World Magazine both called me and emailed me and said, I would like to interview you for July's next, they do a weekly magazine. And we would love you for the July, whatever date it was. And I just went up
Wow.
and thank you. And they have over 6 million subscribers. That is just from their magazine. I don't know how many million go to their website and online, but this is what I'm talking about. This is where go big. Yeah, you can do small things. Oh, I hope I find the perfect purple, pansy, the perfect double pansy I want for this little pot. I'm manifesting for the purple perfect pansy, and I'm looking also manifesting for that next beautiful magazine article and
Love
or
it.
the next great podcast to be on. And I encourage you to do the same because your spiritual team's on it. But here's where the rubber meets the road. Don't talk yourself out of it. Don't sit there and go,
Definitely.
well, who am I? Or I don't know. I must be crazy. No, I'm pretty convinced. So I'm like that little 5-year-old. Go into the enjoyment part of it. Start imagining, oh my gosh, what is she going to ask me? What's it going to be on? Well, the article is on intuition. Wow, it had my book. It had a snapshot of me and the book. It was so exciting. But those things happen every day. So don't forget to combine your desires with the spiritual team and that I did ask her. I said, how did this happen? Well, what did you do on your end? Because I'm a little bit of a scientist. I like to find out things. I said, how did you find me? And she says, well, we usually like to in our expert, segment, we like to do authors. So we look for people that have written books. And she goes, I just went to Amazon and I typed in intuition tips. And guess whose book was on the top 10? And I went, how did that happen? Well, my angels know how that happened. I don't have to know how it happened. You see? I go, wow. So it's like Christmas every day.
And you never know the surprises that'll come out of left field that you're not expecting, that you didn't personally, like, you're not pounding the pavement going, I'm going to contact every magazine, I'm going to do this. You weren't doing that. You were just saying, I'm going to be on a magazine. And you were trusting yourself. You were believing in yourself, because so many times you hear people, oh, I write a book and I want to, be a best-selling author and all this. Well, how does that feel? Well, I don't know. I don't know if it'll really happen. And that it's right there. You just take that energy down right away. And you
Yes.
have been building that energy up. And I think that's one thing that is so cool. Test my age, the word cool. I don't know what it is in the
I love the word cool.
millennial.
We have an emoji to say cool with the cool glasses on. So
Oh, nice.
it's still cool.
It's still cool. It's so fun because you never know how things are going to turn out. And the thing is, why would you want to know every detail of how it's going to turn out instead of going, I know it's going to be there, don't know how, but I know it'll be there, and see how the magic unfolds with all of those on the other side conspiring. That's the conspiracy. It's the conspiring with all those in the non-physical to bring in all of these amazing possibilities to you
And for you,
and for you.
it's gift after gift after gift. When I wake up, I mean, I feel like I think we found the fountain of youth. I wake up so like I can't, what is gonna
Yeah.
happen today? Who's gonna be put in front of me to, to say, I want that for me. I want to learn how to do this. Or, oh, and then this happened to me. The sharing of stories, the connection of people. I mean, what a wonderful way to live. And, living on Earth is a bit of a rodeo, as I write about. It can be a bit
Yeah.
of a rodeo. And so we need all the help we can get. And I don't know. I wake up every day going, God, what is going to happen today? What are you going to land? I mean, I don't know. And it doesn't matter because it's always good. And if it isn't good, guess what? It's for your growth. It's to really help you. And so I remember when that gal said, "Don't tell me anything if it's going to be bad." I said, "Hey, we are here to evolve. The reason why we come to Earth is to evolve. I mean, it's the biggest evolvement rodeo that exists. And we come for the ride. We come for it. And so even though we can get bucked off here and there, and we have a little pain once in a while, but that's again why a reason to connect, because they're going to try and help you. They're going to try and help you. Speaking of help, I mean alignment, health, well-being alignment is so powerful. And I say, yes, I mean we have doctors to help us with all the things, but we have the big doctor upstairs. I said,
Yeah.
let's tune in to our energetic alignment. And that's one of the things I love teaching people, how to start aligning energetically so that their body is at peace and not at ease. I always tell people, dis-ease, that's the word disease, is broken down to dis-ease, not being at ease. And so
Yeah.
we're worrying, we're fretting, we're micromanaging, we're trying to control. And I say, no. I had a gal and she goes, she was angry at me because all this great things was happening. I was sharing them with people at a little gathering. And she came up to me and she said, "Why is this not happening to me?" And I said, "Well," I said, "are you allowing it in?" I said, "Anger is gonna keep it, it's gonna anger blocks everything. If
Yeah.
your anger is such a big negative energy. I mean, if somebody was saying, I love you from a little distance, you wouldn't hear them because you're just so preoccupied with I'm angry." So I talked with her a little bit to find out, where is this anger coming from? And she goes, "Why isn't this happening for me?" Like she's holding on to something. And I go, "Who's in charge of your breathing?" And she goes, "I am." And I said, "Okay, bingo, we found the issue. No, you aren't in charge of your breathing." I said, "If you were in charge of your breathing, you'd be waking up 1,000 times a night going, breathe now." No, our bodies are a divine gift of systems. Everything is a beautiful system. And in our body, there's lots of systems working for you. This is a gift. You're not sitting, oh, okay, blood, we're, go start pulsating and all this. No, we're not doing that. No, this is a gift. This is where we have to let go of control. We have to let go of worrying about things that are already on their way to you. So I say, hey, don't stop the manifesting truck that's driving right now to your house. You know, if you think about Amazon, if you just ordered a pair of tennis shoes on Amazon, I don't think you're sitting there going, I don't know if they're coming. I bet the truck isn't going to get here on time. And if you are, that's a mistake. So if you catch yourself in the lower negative energies of worrying, micromanaging, controlling everything, stop. Get the red stop sign out and just relax and trust. Again, trust in the acute system. Enjoy this. It's going to come at the right time and it's going to be beautiful.
And when you're letting it in, because when you have that worry, that doubt, it's like you said, a stop sign going, stop, stop, I'm not ready for it now. Send it back. Maybe I'll be ready later. And it's bringing yourself back into alignment with that. And do you find when people are working with their bodies, and I'm just hearing from them, do you find more people are concerned with their body and their health? And then work on the intuition after that? Is it kind of a combination, or is body and health take over more than anything?
That is such a great question. And it's very interesting because each person is unique. And so you never know why they're going to, what they're coming for. When I do a divine reading, I just share. I say, look, I said, I'm a professional divine energy reader. I'm going to be reading your energy. I'm going to be receiving divine guidance energy. If you have a loved one that they're the one that needs to give that information to you because that's the only way you're going to, you need it from that situation, from that spirit person. Or maybe I'm going to get information about your health. And so whatever is the most important thing. But I tell everybody, I say, look, I say, this is a body and it when it's not working the way it probably could and should, it's a problem. Who enjoys their life when there's pain or something going on? So that's a big deal to come to somebody to get some energetic alignment and learn how to stop blocking healing, learn how to stop causing some of these issues. The metaphysical, what we think is creation. It's very powerful energy. So I never know, but for sure, I'm always talking about energetic alignment because it affects everybody. If you are energetic unaligned, oh, you're going to have issues. And so I do, I always bring that up. And then the second thing is I say, hey, if you have children or you have grandchildren or even neighbors, they're going to fall down. Okay. They're going to have issues because they're so active running around. And I have so many people that come to me and say, Caroline, oh, I'm going to take your boot camp. I'm going to take your intuition mastery boot camp right now because I want to learn how to heal myself and stay within my own well-being. I don't want these diseases. Everybody's suffering. They're taking meds that cause more problems and on and on and on. So I think health is a big reason to start investigating this in a bigger way, for sure.
Because you touched on something with emotions and how do you feel about yourself? You're creating some of those health issues.
Yeah.
And are people always receptive from hearing they may be the ones that are causing some of their issues?
Well, I do it from this standpoint. I say, hey, I said, I had to learn this too.
Right.
I started learning metaphysics from Louise Hay.
Oh,
I talk
yes.
about her book all the time.
Yes.
You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. Get it. I have it downloaded on my phone. It's in my car. I have it on both levels of my house. I'm always utilizing it because it's a real nice shortcut. It gives affirmations to help you get onto the better thoughts and processes to create healing. But
Yes.
I use myself. So I mean, if I'm going to point a finger, we're going to start here. And I remember one time I when I was a financial advisor, and I probably was, I don't know, just, in a negative mood, in some negative
It happens.
energy,
It happens.
in some low energy, and I was being stubborn, and I probably was a little friction at work about something. I don't even know what it was. And it doesn't matter what it's about. It's the feeling. If you're in it, you know. And so my neck, I could hardly move my neck. And I said, "Oh my goodness, I've got to drive home." And luckily, I was like about a 2 miles away from my office at the moment. And so I just said, I've got to cancel my appointments. I've got to get home. I got home and my sister called and I said, "Oh my gosh, I got this terrible neck ache." And she goes, "Well, remember the gift I gave you, Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life?" And I said, "Oh my God." I crawled to the bookshelf and I got that thing out and I looked right under neck pain. And it said, "Oh, you are being stubborn about something." See? Pointing the picture at myself, and I laugh. I hate it when I'm in my own way. And I just tell all your listeners and viewers, I say, don't you just hate it when you're in your own way? Get over the judgment. Don't take it so personally. I just want to feel better. I don't care if I caused it or not. I'm saying, oh yeah, I caused it. Okay, now I want to heal this now, right now. And so I started seeing those affirmations, and I just laid back down. I said them 2 or 3 times. I relaxed. I think I actually fell asleep. 2 hours later, I woke up. It was as if, I mean, maybe I had a little bit. I said the affirmations again. Bingo. By the time I was eating dinner, it was as if it never happened. Now, that's a small example, but it's pretty major if you can't move your neck. Okay, it's hard to drive. It's hard to do anything when you're in pain. So I just encourage you to understand the connection of our thoughts, their energy. We live in a divine energy system. And when you accept that, you start understanding everything has energy. And then somebody said, "Well, I don't want to be a Pollyanna." And I go, "Oh, you might want to rethink that. I want to be a Pollyanna." When someone says, "You're such a Pollyanna, Caroline," I go, "I know. Watch this roll. Watch how my life." That's why people say, "I want your life." I go, "Well, you don't really want my life. You want to live it like I do. That's what you want. You want to use your spiritual team." I mean, this is fun. I talk to my spiritual team more than I talk to my husband. Okay. And oh, it's actually more fun sometimes too. I mean, you know what? I will tell you know what my angel guides tell me all the time? I'm just going to say it. They go, "We love working with you, Carolee, because you make it so fun, so easy, and so simple." And I say, I give credit to my early education, my early childhood education. I have a 4-year degree in teaching at Iowa State University, teaching preschool handicapped kids, teaching young people. They'll set you free. So just remain as that child and don't have to be so skeptical and so, I mean, cynical. We don't want to be like that. Oh, that'll stop manifesting. That'll stop the manifesting truck from getting to your door. I trust me on that. So be open. Be ready and ask for help, right? I mean,
That's an awesome. Get the book.
pick
Opening
up the,
the divine intervention.
yeah. Do your listeners want to know how I picked this? Would they like that? Would they like to know how I picked the
Absolutely.
cover? I looked
Absolutely.
at 1,200 book covers. I spent 6 hours. One, I was just fascinated with it, but this was the one that I saw that my body lit up. I felt it. I resonated. You know why? I don't know if you can see it. This is kind of a light one, but I always felt God and the divine were close to me as a kid. As I would be in a car, I'd look out the window and I'd see the beautiful, look at that, the
That's beautiful.
coming through the clouds, and the sun just coming out, the light. And so that's how this was picked. And then opening to divine intervention, the V intersecting divine intervention, that was also a divine hit. So there's so many things that I've been helped with. And that's what I mean. I mean, your spiritual team,
So
they work
why did
24/7.
oh yeah why did you have the V intersecting? I've got to know. You got
Yeah.
to finish the story.
Okay. That's right. I left that part out. Thank you. Okay, look at when you make the V, or your arms are outstretched. It's a V. Help me. I'm connected to you. Help me divinely. And it was
Love.
the V, and I just knew that that was going to, connect divine intervention
I love
in
that.
a symbolic way.
And it's too, like you had said, it's about making it simple, not
Yeah.
making it complicated. We've had enough complications in our lives. We don't need any more out there.
Yeah. And I will tell you that, when you write a book, when you put yourself out there, I'm like everybody else. I think, oh, who's going to read this book? It's going to be, I don't know. Can I even do this? Okay. So I had self-doubt. I'm a human. I'm not a robot, but I give myself short little periods of time to kind of wig out. And then I go, okay, back into life. Right. But I really was concerned about it. And then I realized, hey, don't focus on your fear. Focus on this is a gift. And I want people to have it. It's like I want people to experience it every day. I want them to get similar gifts and messages. You're getting the messages, but I'm not sure they're always getting through. I'm not sure that. And I always tell people, it's very simple. You're going to get messages in all different ways. And a book can fall out of a library shelf. Okay. It's like, this is the book. There's something in this book that's going to help you. Or a friend. A
Yes.
friend may not even know what they're saying, and they say, oh, I just had this thought. And they tell you, and it's like, this was like the piece I was looking for, this puzzle. So they can come in the form through your friends, people you don't know, a book that falls off of a shelf, a title of a newspaper article can get your attention. Your spiritual team has, there's, it's just all so connected, like this beautiful matrix that you can't explain. There's hundreds, maybe literally thousands of ways that you're going to get messages. And how what I say is you're going to resonate with something. You're going to go, was that for me? And if you're asking that question, it is for you,
I love that.
because you're going, I connected with something. So you're also can hear things auditorially, like I heard, oh, that car is going to hit you. I heard it. And maybe other people aren't hearing it. The message is for you. It doesn't matter if other people are hearing it, it's for you. And or you might see something. I have visuals, and I also know things. It's like, how do I know it? I just know it. I just know it. And that's when I'm doing readings. I might, and you're getting messages, Angela, from your spiritual team as well, while we talk. It's like, it doesn't matter how it comes. It just matters that you're open to it. But sometimes people don't know. There's all different ways. So knowing is a way I get a lot of things. It's so quick, right? But I also, and most people, this is the number one way people will get messages, and that is through your feeling, what you resonate with. So you might just get a tingle. It's like somebody, I mean, that's how we find our life partners, is like, oh, we're feeling something. It's going on. We're designed like a tuning fork to go, oh, this is what I want for lunch. Oh, I want that person for a client. Oh, I want to read that book. Oh, I don't even know why I'm saying something, but I'm saying it because it's all connected and it's all happening. So remember, it's effortless, but it may take a little bit of effort in the beginning to do your reading, take a class, ask some questions. And maybe I encourage everybody to do some divine journaling. You know, if
Love
I was
that.
wondering about what might go into, let's say I'm doing a workshop, or let's say I'm doing, I don't know, a podcast. Maybe I'm going to journal. What might be important in this podcast? You know? And I stay open. So staying open is so important.
I think that's such a big thing, is just being open to it. There's a lot of fear out there. I mean, a lot of people are getting more in tune with, oh, there's intuition and people, it's becoming more mainstream. The word of it is becoming more mainstream, but there's still a lot of people with fear. And it's knowing that there's nothing to fear unless you have some belief about it, and to find a way to get work through that fear. We don't need to live in fear. And my team is just saying so many of the humans as a whole have lived in fear for thousands of years. And now so many of you are moving through it. And it's knowing, it's trusting yourself when you're moving through that. And you've created the 5-step acute system, and you also have their own online. How does that online work? How does that whole class for you work?
Well, I basically put together, I figured I was in my legacy years, so get the book out. And then I knew I wanted to do a program, right? Because I made tomorrow's promise to no one. And so I thought, let's get this done, girl. And so I created this thing where there's 15 short units. The whole thing, I mean, you could do it in an afternoon, but there is a video. So you get the video plus the written content about all these different areas of understanding. So the laws of the universe, I go into that. So you really understand how this universe works. I'll give you one example, the law of focus. And this is what's so exciting. So if you start focusing on something, if you start reading some books and you start going, I am going to just meditate a little bit. I'm going to do some steps, and I'm going to spend, I'm going to spend 30 minutes a day or every other day, and I'm going to start focusing on my own spiritual team and my own intuitive abilities. The law of focus says whatever you focus on expands. That's what happened to me. I decided that, I was helping people already that I didn't even know, really what I was doing through my coaching business. And I'd say, hey, it's you and me. And then the divine radar, I used to call it the divine radar is on.
That
And I'd say,
works.
hey, I'm getting a message. Does this mean anything to you? And they go, I was just thinking about it. And it, now that we're talking about it, this is really something I should put in my business. You could be doing 100 things in your business, and they all cost time and money and effort. But the one that's right for you, oh, that's going to come to you intuitively. And so I teach people that, oh, all the shortcuts of your business. I mean, we're all winded from working too hard. No, you shouldn't be working so hard. So it's so pivotal in your life. And
And we were talking before we got on, and we were talking also then also about balancing. This is all about balancing. And that's the biggest thing, is there's always been this energy of, you got to work hard to get anywhere. There's all these beliefs around it. You need to put in a ton of hours or you're not going to get anywhere. And it's realizing you have to balance your personal life, your business life, and especially people who are solo entrepreneurs, people are entrepreneurs. They're doing 24/7 all the time. And it's like, where's your balance? Where's your balance? And
yes.
have you found, or I should say it, what would you say to people who feel they're out of balance, but feel they need to put a ton of work in to get where they want?
Well, that's why you want to learn these skills. And kind of back to that program that I touched on in the beginning, the laws of the universe, but also in there, you're going to learn how to manifest. Okay. There are five key steps, and you want to get this right because you're gonna desire things, you're gonna take action steps. But if you aren't energetically aligned and understand those five steps of manifesting that are in my online program, I teach it in my coaching groups, individual coaching, but for sure, it is in that online program. And so you're gonna learn manifesting. You're gonna learn how to do your own divine energy readings. You're gonna learn how to align energetically. So I have not held anything back because legacy work means it's the, like Wayne Dyer used to say, it's the whole enchilada. So if you're looking for something that on, and you love to do it on your own, some people just love self-study and they love, oh, I'm gonna do module four tomorrow. Where you don't, you know, I'm in there in the videos, but it's the great, yeah, next step after the book is to just immerse a little bit. Takes, you know, take those classes and it won't take very long. You know, the videos I think average about 8 minutes, 8 or 9 minutes. So each there's 15 modules, but you're going to learn everything that I teach from the manifesting. And if you don't understand manifesting, I tell people get the man, get it just so you get manifesting right. Because remember, you're it's going to affect your life in such big ways. If you want that next promotion, if you want to get three new high ticket clients this week, you better understand manifesting. So this is the foundational stuff. It's all the tips, tools, and the strategy so you can get this right and learn it. Once you learn it, then you practice it, and then
Then
you'll be like Angela and me, and
you
you'll just be doing it effortlessly. You all need to learn how to read first. You needed to learn how to operate that vehicle. Now you're going to learn to operate the divine energy system as it was created the correct way. And then you'll be able to get what you want.
know, and that's so key. There's a lot of times you'll talk to people and they're like, I feel I have all this down, but I don't know what I'm missing. I don't know what I'm missing, but something isn't quite working. And it's having with you, with Caroline, when you put all this together, you created this, I'm just seeing like this workbook, this template for people to go through step by step to understand it and to thoroughly feel into it. I feel there's a lot of feeling into your information that what you put out there. And this is just knowing here's a way to do it. 'Cause some people don't want to do it in a group setting because they're like, well, what if I mess up? What if it, and they're nervous about, oh, I don't want to look like I don't know what I'm doing and everybody else is better than me. That's the other thing. I
Right.
personally said, get that out of your head. Everybody is here and we're all working together, and it doesn't matter where you're at, and don't compare yourself to others. And what you've put together for people is so helpful for people to work through it, especially people are busy and they don't have time sometimes to sit down for that, given that time. People are starting to make more of it though, and
Yeah.
that's a good thing.
And the one thing that I really stressed in the Intuition Mastery Accelerator program that we're talking about that you can get online, I knew it's like anything else. You could have the textbook, you could have the written, but that's why I did the videos. I share example after example, because if you don't have examples of okay, what is she saying here? Here's the steps, but here's the examples. That is where the rubber meets the road. And I encourage everybody, if you're going to write a book or if you're going to do a program, you have to have examples to show people this is the steps. Here's some examples so you can further the learning and then they can do their own examples. So I put plenty of examples in there. So you know how to do it for your own life.
You know, and that's important because we're all here to create our own life, create a life with ease and flow and all the magical things flowing into us and excited about the next day. I'm sorry, my team is kind of laughing. They said you and I are kind of similar, where our husbands are like, we're like, oh, this is so exciting. Oh, this is a great day. And they're like, would you stop just for a moment? You're too much right now.
Well, that's where the balance comes in. I mean, sometimes you need that balance with someone who's, and I mean, that's kind of that quiet rock of so many men and their energy. That's, it's the masculine, the feminine energies, and it works really well together if you have some balance of a couple.
That is true. You need balance, and it's bringing that balance in and knowing, just understanding. My team is just saying they just want us to understand, for people to understand here, that when you're on this journey, sometimes you're going to get into something and you're going to be so excited, and it's like you just can't hold that excitement in, and you might be saying it to someone else, and someone else is looking at you with this blank stare on their face and going like, yeah, what? Don't be disappointed in that. Don't be disappointed. Go back to yourself and go, I know this is amazing. I know this is a great day. I know I've had achievements. Don't try to get that verification from someone else. Trust yourself on it. Because as you're doing this, sometimes you're going to get so excited and there's not many people to share it with. So find your community.
That is so true. And I will tell you, I mean, when these things start happening, even the small things, I do get excited and you want to share. I think that, we have all the technology and we have Facebook, but are we really connecting? And I'm no different than anyone else. And that's why I love the podcast. I get to connect with you and your listeners. I mean, it's a gift. And to know that we're not alone,
Yes.
even though we have a spiritual team, it's really nice to know we have people that we can connect with that can encourage us and explain some things. And even in my program, I have through the modules, if you get stuck or if something just doesn't land or you have a major question, I say right on there, connect with me. I have a scheduler right in there. You hit a little button and next thing I know, I get an email. Oh, somebody has a question. And so we'll connect. I think you're like me and that the purity of our work, the purity of our desire is that everybody does get their questions answered.
Yes.
And that you do have people that you feel comfortable that you can get answers to help you find your own answers as well. But sometimes we need somebody to confirm that. And like I remember having a client and she goes, wow, when I was on module, I think she was on the maybe it was the meditation module because so many people have trouble meditating. And I
Yes.
go, okay, let's focus on that a little bit. She said, I have known about meditating. I've attempted it probably for 2 decades. And she said,
Wow.
until I read what you wrote and listened to you, for some reason, that was for her. That was what did it for her. And she said, I started meditating for the first time, hoping to do this. And meditation is so divine. It's quieting everything down. It's stopping the resistance of all the negativity in our lives. It's like it's parting the seas of negativity, right?
Yes.
And it quiets everything down so that the messages and your connection, you can really feel it and get those messages. So we both get that we need help. And the first person that I did had the reading with, it was so fantastic. But you know what I wished? I wished I had that book to read because, I was lonely. I wished I'd had maybe a group. I wished, you talk about your magazine. I wished that I'd had more. And silly me, I just jumped into it and I actually did. I jumped into a health, a holistic health fair, and I did 14 readings in, 3 hours. I just jumped in because I wanted it so much. So that's one of my gifts is a question for everyone, is to don't deny what you desire. Don't deny that you want to know more spiritually and that you deserve to know more spiritually. And whatever step you resonate with, contact Angela, contact me. We are people that we are devoting our legacy to supporting you to have what you desire. And any way we can will help. And just trust yourself and but take the next steps. If you don't, I'm just gonna say this.
Go for
It's gonna
it.
haunt you. You're gonna get grumpy.
Yeah.
I know that when I hold back something from my own life, like I just started doing when you take objects, you might hold a piece of jewelry and
Oh,
feel the energy.
psychometry.
I started doing psychometry for
None.
that very reason a couple of years ago. I'd seen Tyler Henry on TV. Yes, there are TV shows about this.
Yes.
And I just had the biggest desire. So I'm still learning too. You have to understand that. We're not know-it-alls. We're
Right.
also on the pro on this processed path too. So I said, that's it. And so I grabbed some of my grandmother's jewelry, my mother's jewelry, something that my father had given me as a gift. And okay, I even had a boyfriend's necklace that I've kept all these years. And guess what I did? I just held them and I just went quiet and oh, amazing information. So psychometry is something that we all have access to, and we all have probably jewelry maybe from our grandmothers. And if there's one regret I have, it's that knowing more about my grandparents who I love so much, and they died, I mean, over span of time, I would think I was in my 20s when my last one died. But when you're in your 20s, you're so busy and everything else, you don't
Yeah.
really have the chance. You don't always ask these questions. But so if you have a desire, maybe you want to do a reading, maybe you want to have a reading, maybe you want to learn this to help if your grandkid falls down on your watch and you want to be able to bring healing to them. Just allow, don't hold back from yourself. Take the next steps. It's all divinely given. I always tell people, because a lot of times we're looking for confirmation, and sometimes we're looking for it biblically. And I know I was. And so I went ahead and read the Bible cover to cover. And in
Right.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about the spiritual gifts. And it says, and I think verse 31 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, if you have the pure desire to learn this, yes. And so whether it's discerning of spirits, whether it's the prophecy part, or whether it's healing, if it's in you, God gave that to you. And so don't deny it. Take the next steps. And if you'd like, to have people like us to help you in that process, we're here.
Absolutely. And that's so key because a lot of people feel there's nobody there and is should I be doing this? And when you brought up the psychometry, for people who don't have their people in their lives, they don't have anything there, go to a thrift store because a lot of people start going, well, what if I get it wrong? Go to a thrift store, just start picking up and looking at some items and see what you get off of it. Because you don't have to have a personal connection to that person to get the information off those pieces. Go have fun. And who knows what else you'll find in the
Absolutely. You might find something, let's say it's a watch or anything, a piece of jewelry, a book, a hat. It doesn't matter. And messages can come through. They're all trying to help. I have clients, my wonderful financial planning clients. They have come through for me
I love
in a
that.
reading. And so that's, I'm just going to say too, a lot of people are frightened to have a reading. I was a little bit myself. That's again, I relate to you. But a lot of people say, well, what might happen in a reading? I go, well, I said, lots of different things can happen. And when I do a reading, many people are at a crossroads. And maybe you've had that happen too, Angela, where they're at a crossroads. Maybe they feel the call. They want to change careers. They want to get a different job. But It's so difficult to make major life-changing decisions on your own. And
Yes.
so people are surprised when I tell them that. But no, lots of people, one of the questions, I always have time for questions, they want to know pivotal life choice questions.
Yeah.
Should I be including this? And so whether it's a relationship, whether it's a major mission, your mission, and people want to know their mission. People think, what's my mission? I don't know my mission. And I go, well, your mission, your number one mission is to connect, I
Yes.
mean, divinely, energetically, so that you can have the greatest information and power available to you. That is your number one mission. But
That is
people are also confused, and I say, oh, you have several missions. And we're just not, we're multifaceted. It's and
yes.
it's fine if you do something for 50 years, but many people are ready to evolve and they want some confirmation. And I'm sure, Angela, that you have questions like that,
Yes.
that are people are asking. People want to know if their loved ones are really watching over them. And I can tell you without any doubt that any time that you think of your loved ones or you talk about your loved ones, oh, it's a nanosecond and they will be there and their energy. But I'm going to tell you too something. Because not always do they have lots of messages, because people say, I want, and I go, guess what? In some of my last messages, divine readings, they have come forward. Their loved ones, their deceased loved ones have come forward, but they lay low a little bit because they want me to check into their own. They want me to read the person's energy because they say they want the session to be about the person's growth.
Yes,
And so they want me
absolutely.
involved because I'm
Yes.
a growth coach. And so they want, they're there and they will tell me information, but they're almost like, for me, they kind of sit low as if they're waiting because they say, focus on her.
Yep.
And I'm sure you've got that going too. So I think it's really important to understand that your reading will be very unique, but it will be exactly what you need for this time. And you can have questions, and maybe those questions won't be answered in that time allotted, but you will get the information that is most important for you to have. That is always what happens.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. Those on the other side, I just feel a lot of their big mission is helping us grow. It's not about just saying, hey, grandma's here. It's like, how can you grow? How can you grow from that? Is there something going on in your life? They want to help us grow and they want us to increase that connection to the other side because the more we practice our intuition, the more we do that, the more connected we are to the other side, it helps make this world go easier. Because, like you said, I get a lot of people, like I always say, most people don't come to me because they're having a really great day. That's usually not why they're there.
They're stuck.
Yeah, they're stuck. There's something major going on usually. So
Yeah.
it's knowing it's them, those on the other side, wanting to help us, but not only just wanting to help us then, but increase our intuition so we can get those little nudges all throughout the day, all throughout our lives, not just at certain times, not 5 p.m. on a Friday. It's all day, all the time. Your intuition should be running like that operating system that's running in the background. You don't even have to worry about how the car works, but it's working. That's the
Yes.
big thing.
Yes. And if you get a message and you're not quite sure what the message means, don't forget the message. Write it down, date it. I like to have people have even a little notebook and just say, this is my intuition journal. And write down what you're getting. And then maybe you do want to connect with a professional divine energy reader to help it, but you might get another one. A lot
Yeah.
of times when I'm doing a reading, I'll get the beginning, like almost like the beginning pieces of the puzzle for that reading. Oh, I'm hearing this word. Does this word mean anything to you? Like I kept hearing in one reading, I kept hearing the word retreat over and over, and I said, and I don't hold back. I just share the information. I said, hey, I just keep hearing the word retreat, retreat, retreat. Does this mean anything to you? And she said, oh my gosh, I've been talking to my daughter for the last 6 months that I really want to do a retreat. We're even thinking about doing a retreat together. Do you see how this works? It's like I'm just open to getting whatever information, and I don't always understand exactly what it might mean in the beginning. So I share, and then the puzzle starts unfolding. And then I might get something else. Oh, it's saying this, and or they might say something. And so it's a building session where nobody knows what's going to happen. It's always going to be helpful. It's going to be impactful. You're going to get life-changing information, and it's a surprise many times. Even for us, we don't know what that information even may mean to you. So it's really something. And if you start getting messages, write them down. And then if you need support, if you need some clarification, a lot of times I say ask. Ask and write, what does this mean? And then see what you might write. And it's okay to ask others for help like us. But again, I teach you to do this yourself. So I get readings because I sometimes think I can get the reading, but I love a perspective of another divine energy reader. Oh, that is so helpful to me. So it's okay to get another's input. It's still going to be your interpretation of what it means to you. So it's just been life-changing. The other thing I want to add is that remember the law of focus I was talking about? Whatever you focus on expands. And I'm sure you've had this happen, Angela. Somebody will have a reading, even if it's a mini reading at a fair or somewhere. And or you read a book or you take a class. You're going to expand. You're going to up your game. You're going to elevate your spiritual abilities just by focusing on this area, whatever it is you do, the reading the book, talking to a professional reader. And so when I do these, whether it's a class or group or an individual thing, I'm teaching as I go. And so I'll say things like, did you feel that? And so they're checking in. So they're learning what to do. Check in. Did you get that? Oh, you got something? Where was it? Was it your neck? Was it your chest? Did your fingers feel something? This is information to build your vocabulary, your abilities. And that is why everything that you do, where you invest your time or your dollars, it is going to help you in every single way of getting more direct messages for yourself to better your life. And that is the excitement of it. It's like after a reading, they go, I feel like I'm more intuitive. And I go, yes, you're connecting, you're activating, you're feeling it, you're experiencing. And I always say it's the acid test. Nobody's going to talk me out of my experiences, right? You know when you feel something, you know when you hear something, you know when you're seeing something. And then you can't go back. It's opened up your world to that next level of beautiful, divine interacting. And I bless everyone. I get excited for everyone about how their lives are going to expand.
And that's something you and I feel are very similar, Carolyn, is you love to help people learn to do it. You want them to learn how to do it. You want them to expand as they go along. You don't want them to stay in the same place. You want them to continue to learn and expand. But my team is also saying, they want everyone listening to understand is you also have an intention set out that that is what you want to do. You are there to help people, not just help them in the moment, but to help them going forward, to help them on their journey. And for people to understand, not everyone has that intention. So that's where the resonance, that's where using your intuition about who you're going to work with, what you're going to do. And that's something for people listening to just keep that in mind. Not everybody has the same intentions. And I've got to say, I have been working with amazing people on for the show, for Edge Talk Radio, just amazing people. And I vouch for everyone I've done so far because they are just awesome. But they just want you to know there are people who don't come with that intention and to just be aware of it. And you do come from an intention of the heart, an intention of wanting people to succeed and wanting them to grow and just keep growing and expanding and using their intuition on an everyday basis. And you're so open with, like, here's ideas, here's things. You've got your book, you're opening to divine intervention and how to strengthen your intuitive abilities and your connection. You've got your 5-step program, you've got, your other coaching, and you have all that. You have the online self-study programs. They're there for people to grow. For you to go, what resonates with me? Because they're all different. We all connect differently. And that's why you offer so many different ways of connection for people to go, okay, how about this? How about this? But to learn them all, even if you don't resonate with one particular one, but if you learn it, you have that skill, and that skill is never going to go away. In some way, it will continue to grow. And that's
Yes.
just amazing. I love, love, love what you're doing and all you are offering people. And I can't thank you enough for sharing your time here with me and with all the people listening. I'm so excited about it.
Well, thank you for inviting me, and I enjoyed it so much. And I sense the energy of your listeners and your readers and viewers, and it's just beautiful. So thank you for all that you are doing as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Carolyn. I appreciate it. And I'm going to encourage everybody here because there is so much to learn from her, is go to her website and it's Karoleen
And
Fober.com. And I'll have the links down below for all of that too. And go to Amazon, get her book because you're going to find lots of different ways and the examples of the intuitive messages you've received. And I think that's so key right now because other people, you will have examples in there where other people go, oh, I've had something like that. I didn't know it was my intuition. I didn't know I was connected. And to have that in a book, it's just, I love it. I love it. Love it. And I know, kind of think you may have another book in you, but
oh my gosh, I'll start taking notes now.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I encourage everyone, go to her website, check out what she has to offer. And go to Amazon, check out her book. She's got the online self-study programs, speaking. She has a private and group sessions, coaching, intuitive assessments. So definitely check out everything Carolyn has to offer everyone. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. And is there anything else you'd like to say before we close?
I'm just glad that you brought up the intuition assessment. That's my gift to everybody. It's a very short 6-question free intuition assessment. Just go to carolinefober.com. You'll see intuition assessment and discover you're going to learn from those 6 questions, and you're going to elevate your own intuitive abilities just by taking the intuition assessment. So that's my gift to you today.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So definitely everybody click on that, go on over and check it out because there's so much to learn and we're all here to learn. Carolyn and I, we are learning every day. We continue to learn and continue to expand. And it's because of people like all of you who have questions, who are also questioning and wanting to learn. You're making us learn. You're pushing us to learn more too. So thank you all. I appreciate it. And I just want to thank you so much, Carolyn, for so much for sharing your time, your knowledge, all you have to offer. I appreciate that so much, and I appreciate you. And I also want to encourage everyone to make sure to watch the next episodes of Edge Talk Radio. They are on the first and third Wednesdays of the month at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you've missed any of the past episodes, no worries. You can go back. It's pretty much on all the downloadable podcasts. You can also reach it right from my website or Edge Magazine's website if you're looking for the downloadable podcast, or go to their YouTube channels on mine or Edge Magazine's, and you will be able to watch this also. And I just want to thank all of you so much. Thank you all for listening, expanding, and amplifying our universe together. Have an absolutely amazing day.